Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit Guarantees We Belong to Jesus. Jesus, we belong to Jesus because he bought us with his blood. The Bible says that Jesus died to save the world. But, of course, we have age and one. Friends, I'm really glad that you are here with me today. I am reading the Bible in a year, and I'm encouraging people to read the Bible along with me. I do post the scriptures for the day, and I also have a message on my Facebook that is talking about the scripture and expounding on it. Amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Timothy and Silvanus and I have been telling you about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He isn't one to say yes when he means no. He always does exactly what he says. He's talking about Jesus. He never says yes when he means no, and he never says no when he means yes. And he carries out and fulfills all of God's promises, no matter how many of them there are. And we have told everyone how faithful he is, giving glory to his name. It is this God who has made you and me into faithful Christians and commissioned us as apostles to preach the good news. He has put his brand upon us, his mark of ownership, and has given us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee that we belong to him and as the first installment of all that he is going to give us. Amen. Jesus paid the price for you and me. If you would like to know more about what Jesus, something in Facebook, and I will try my best to give you the answer that comes from the Word of God. Friends, we need the Holy Spirit to help us. We cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. Jesus said before he left, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you by yourself. You're not in this battle on your own without anyone helping you. The Holy Spirit has been sent here. And if you want to read when he was sent here, you can read the book of Acts. Jesus told his disciples, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to send you a helper. And this helper will speak everything in collaboration with my word. He hears what's going on in heaven. He knows what we're talking about, and he will reveal to us what it is that God is saying. Romans 8:26 says, in the same way by our faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying. Two things we really need, somebody to help us in our problems and somebody to help us to know how we should pray. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot even be expressed in words. Friends, would you like to know this Jesus if you don't know him? Bow your head with me and pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I know you died for me. I know you died on the cross, not only for me, but for every single person in the world. Because you love this world so much, you gave your life for us. And Lord, I receive you today. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Help me to understand your word, Father God. Yes, let me know what it is that you have planned for my life. And Lord, I give my life to you. I'm not going to do my own thing. I'm going to do your thing. And Lord, I thank you for saving me today. I thank you for healing me, Father God, and giving me new life. And Lord, whoever I ask you to forgive me, and just as you forgave me, Lord, from all my sins, I will also forgive people who have hurt me, or I have hurt them. I ask them to forgive me. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, Lord, for your salvation and for your mercy and your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really meant it to your life, the same way you asked Jesus to come into your life, and he will, and he will fill you with unusual things, amazing teaching, amazing comfort, amazing help that you would never thought that would be possible, because the Holy Spirit can speak to us. The Holy Spirit can urge us. The Holy Spirit can help us in many ways. If you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit, you can read it in the book of John. Amen? Amen.